2. Prof. Doggo. Mawson's family cherished a vignette of the 2-year-old's behaviour aboard the clipper ship Elora as he sailed with his father, mother and older brother from London to Sydney in 1884. According to the oft-told tale, one day in mid-voyage, Douglas climbed off the cot affixed to his mother's bunk, escaped the cabin through a door left open, roamed the deck as the ship pitched and rolled, and climbed the rope ladders strung to manage the sails, heading for the top of the mainmast, before a sailor followed him and seized the child in his hands. Kicking and protesting loudly, he was brought down by the grinning sailor. "Plucky little cuss! What will he do next?" Douglas Mawson was born on May 5, 1882, in the Wharf Valley of Yorkshire, England. His father had gone bankrupt in a clothing business he had started, and was reluctant to recoup his losses on the family farm he had inherited. Instead, he decided to emigrate to Australia. In the village of Rooty Hill, west of Sydney, Robert Mawson set himself up as a grower of fruit trees and vineyards, and a purveyor of wines and jams. These businesses likewise faltered. Only when he took a job as an accountant to one of Australia's leading timber merchants was the father finally able to provide comfortably for his family. Douglas and his brother William attended a series of suburban schools, the most formative of which was the Fort Street Public School in Glebe Point, close to the centre of Sydney. From Fort Street emerged a prophecy that, however apocryphal it sounds, may well have occurred, for the congenitally modest Mawson swore it to the rest of his life. Upon Mawson's graduation,